Hi, I'm Batsheva Frankel from Overthrowing Education, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 139 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you still from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Getting ready to hop on a plane tomorrow morning, super early tomorrow morning, like 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And you know that means I'm not getting up at 6 a.m. So, which makes me wonder why in the world I'm still up recording podcasts and I'm not going to bed. But anyway, I wanted to share with you a resource that you may find super useful if you and or your students create any videos or any audio or anything where having songs are useful. And so one of the last places you might expect to look just happens to be a really, really good source of lots of free music that you can use. And so that source happens to be the YouTube Audio Library. You can find it by going to youtube.com/audio library. And basically what it is it's a huge library or huge repository of like tens of thousands. If I saw the number recently correctly, I think it was like more than 150,000 songs that have been shared by artists all over the world. And you can sort them by mood, by genre, by artist, by just all sorts of things. Don't expect to see any of your, like top 40 or popular songs that are out there on the radio or anything, because those things generally are not in here. But you can find all sorts of songs that you can use as background music, songs that you can use to, to mix together or to put over the top of a tutorial video so it's not just silence or whatever. What's nice about these too is that you can take one of these songs and you can actually download the MP3 file right off of the audio library. Now, with each one of these songs, it will tell you what the license is for the song. Now, some of the songs have no restrictions whatsoever, and you can just use them however you want. And then there are other ones where you have to provide some sort of attribution. But YouTube is pretty clear about that. Whenever you click on the song, you can see what the license is and what you need to do. What's also cool about it is that you can download MP3 files of sound effects as well. They have a large library of sound effects, too, that you can download and go check out. So for either one of those, no matter what kind of audio or video thing you might be doing, those are pretty useful to have. And so mixing them in audio, it could be good. I could even see having some of those sound effects at the ready and being able to play those during class for a specific reason. Maybe you're trying to get everybody's attention. Maybe you're trying to cue your students to go to a different activity. Maybe you're even like telling a story and want to use them as, to add an extra dimension to your story. But lots and lots of that stuff is available and can just be downloaded and added directly into your projects. So again, that's the YouTube Audio Library. And so you can find that again by going to youtube.com/audio library. Pretty cool resource. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.